something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to enjoy the moment. Learn to enjoy your life. And when you start enjoying your life, you'll be helping other people enjoy their life. There are too many people who are suffering for nothing. Just unhappy for nothing. They're aging for nothing. And they don't know, they look at their lives and they can't find anything to be happy about. There's nothing to be happy about. And when they come around others who are happy, they say, why is everybody happy here? They don't even use the word happy. They say, why is everybody like this? And then you say, oh, well, it's a good day. Is that why? And they just hiss and go. Because they are very serious. You know, life is serious for them. They are here for business. I'm here to work. Work, 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 work. And the more they work, the less they are recognized for what they do. And then they become more and more frustrated. Look at Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet, and the Master enjoying her presence. Yeah. And Martha's working. And Jesus looks over and says, Martha, Martha, why are you suffering like this? That's the paraphrase of what you know. So you are worried about so many things. And did he go ahead to solve her problem? No. He was aware. He said, you are troubled and upset about many things. He didn't say, let me try to solve them. No. He said, Mary has gotten the solution. Consult her. That was it. Because he recommends, you know, says Mary has gotten the answer. And he didn't say anything more to Martha. You think if God knows my problem, he should solve it. He's not like that. He doesn't solve your problem because he knows it. No. So you can suffer and suffer and suffer. And you say, but I'm in ministry. Why am I suffering like this? I'm in ministry. I'm working in ministry. Is this how ministry is? Then sometimes there are people who think, some people are enjoying and some people are suffering. It's not fair. The inequality in the society is also in the church. Who is the cause of the inequality in the society? It's a devil. Okay, who is the cause of the inequality in the church? Is it the same devil? The cause of inequality in the society is human response. It's human response, good or bad. Human response. Whether some people are wicked, it's their response. See, frustrated people make others frustrated. Look at that guy who killed people in Norway. He was frustrated. He said he was fed up. He didn't want Muslims to take over Europe. That's what he said. And he'd rather die and kill others. He's going to get the attention of the government, and the government must be blamed for what he's going to do. So he goes on rampage, kills so many people, and says the government is responsible for trying to allow the Muslims to take over Europe. That's the reason he killed 76 people. Horrible. And he's not repentant. That's a frustrated man. Same thing with the terrorists. All the other terrorists, they're all frustrated. Trying to get attention. Frustrated people are murderers. So you can be very dangerous if you're frustrated. You can be very dangerous. There's no telling how far you would go if your frustration is allowed to continue. Maybe that's why God is asking me to talk to you. Frustrated people are dangerous. They are a time bomb. Dangerous. One frustrated fellow can ruin a lot of good. But you have a choice. That choice is either to drop, lay your frustration aside and move on, or keep your frustration and remain frustrated. Can you see it? It's a choice. And when you are not happy, you can't fulfill the call of God in your life. That's the dangerous part of it. You can't fulfill the call of God. You won't be the person that you're supposed to be. You'll be living a different life from the life you're supposed to be living. And you'll be blaming someone else for it continually. How long will you blame someone else for your failures? How long? We vent our frustrations on others all the time. We want them to be unhappy because we are unhappy. We find no reason why they should be happy when we are unhappy. And the chain reaction is that we have a frustrated society. Praise God. You can change that, right? Would you want to change that? Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. One thing is needful, right? Let's see what that one thing is. Psalm 27. Read verse 4. Okay, great. I want to read it to you from the Amplified Version. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and insistently require. One thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in his presence all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in his temple. One thing have I desired of the Lord. What is David saying here? To be in his presence, to live in his presence. That's what he's saying. To live in his presence, to function in his presence, to recognize his presence. That's what Mary did. Mary recognized that presence. And was attracted to that presence. And was attracted to his teaching. To his word. And prized it above other things. And the Lord said, it's just one thing you need. And this is it. Why? Because you see, that one thing will equip you for everything else in life. Praise God. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 6, and we're reading from verse 25. Are you there? Okay. He says, therefore I tell you, and Jesus is talking here, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious and worried about your life. About your life. Stop being uneasy about your life. Stop being worried about your life. Oh, if you could stop worrying about your life. If you could stop worrying about your life. This is what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or about your body. What you shall put on, is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds here. Jesus saying this. This is wonderful. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into bands, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not worth more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, one cubit to his stature, or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and green and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat, or what are we going to have to drink, or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. He knows you need them.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by B.L.W. Gunnazone C. Central Campus, C3, UEW Winneba C.R. Ghana. Worship with us on Sundays 8:30 a.m., Thursdays 7:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at +233-598-868-378. +233-554-466-062 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.